Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into something pretty serious, a new and frankly dangerous reality in global conflict. We're talking about a world where, you know, traditional military strikes don't happen in isolation anymore. They're now deeply tangled up with cyber attacks. It's what people are calling live fire hybrid warfare.
That's exactly right. And our focus today is the recent cyber escalation between Iran and Israel. What's really striking is how these nations are using both missiles and malware, often at the same time. And this isn't just some far-off geopolitical drama. There's a very real spillover risk for businesses, for individuals, really everywhere, even if you're nowhere near the actual conflict zone.
Exactly. And to really get a handle on this, we need to unpack what's been happening since, say, mid-June 2025. There's been a significant ramp up in both the physical fighting and the digital attacks. All of it seems designed to disrupt critical systems, hit morale. We'll look at the timelines, the specific tactics they're using.
Yeah, and what's, I think, really insightful here is how these cyber assaults, these attacks, are being timed. They're precisely timed to coincide with the physical attacks. It's a coordinated effort. This combination, it doesn't just amplify the disruption, it creates this paralyzing uncertainty. Mm-hmm. You force your target to split their focus, their resources, makes defense, you know, exponentially harder.
That's a really crucial point. So let's break down how this actually played out. On June 13th, we saw Israel launch Operation Rising Lion. That was a strike targeting Iran's nuclear infrastructure. And almost right away, like June 13th through the 17th, pro-Iranian groups launched this wave of DDoS attacks.
Right.
Just to clarify for everyone, a DDoS attack is like flooding a website or a service with so much traffic it just crashes.
Yeah.
Being too many calls to a phone line at once. And they also used wiper malware.
Ah, yes, wiper malware. That's nasty stuff.
It really is. It's software designed to just, well, erase data from systems, it wipe data from Israeli services.
Right. And then the physical conflict heated up even more. On June 16th, there were heavy missile and airstrikes. Tragically, casualties were reported, 24 Israelis, over 224 Iranians. But the digital side didn't pause. It actually escalated right alongside the physical attacks.
Absolutely. June 16th to 17th, the cyber attacks ramped up further. This time, a pro-Israeli group, Gonjeska Durande, hit targets in Iran, Bank Sipa, and Nubitex, which is Iran's biggest crypto exchange. Reports claim they destroyed something like $90 million in assets. Imagine the chaos that causes.
Huge financial impact. And it raises another serious point. What about targeting national media? On June 17th, we saw a really striking incident. Iran's state TV broadcast was hijacked right in the middle of programming. They pushed anti-government messages. That's a direct hit, psychologically turning a public news source into, well, a weapon. And this isn't over. These cross-border cyber attacks are reportedly happening daily. Experts are genuinely worried about a U.S. spillover risk.
So connecting the dots here, who are the main players on this digital battlefield? We've mentioned pro-Iranian groups like the Handala hack team. Their tactics include hack and leak, stealing sensitive data, and then dumping it publicly. They also use phishing, trying to trick people for logins, and that destructive wiper malware we talked about.
Mm-hmm. And on the other side, the pro-Israeli group Gonjeska Durande, also known as Predatory Sparrow, they seem focused on those more precise, high-impact attacks, like the ones on the financial institutions, designed to cause both financial and psychological damage. So across the board, we're seeing common tactics. Destructive malware like Handala Wiper, classic phishing for credentials, stealing data from financial or government networks, those DDoS attacks hitting public services, and definitely disinformation campaigns trying to sway opinions.
So let's bring this home. What does all this mean for you, especially if you're maybe not deep in the IT world?
Well, if your organization works in critical sectors, think finance, energy, communications, logistics, healthcare, you are, frankly, kind of in the blast radius of this digital fallout. And it doesn't really matter where you are geographically, US, Europe, Middle East, the risk is there.
Which means businesses really need to take some concrete steps right now. First, it's really vital to keep your threat intelligence feeds updated. Think of it like subscribing to a specialized news service that tells you exactly what kinds of cyber threats related to this conflict are circulating so you're prepared.
Right. And just as important, reinforce your endpoint defenses.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the security on your individual devices, your laptops, your phones, it's like boosting your digital immune system against malware. Also, take a hard look at your remote access and VPN controls. Audit them. So many attacks start with a successful phish, someone getting credentials. You need to lock down those digital doors, especially with remote work being so common. Absolutely. And practice makes perfect, even in cyber defense. You need to test your incident response plans regularly. It's like a fire drill, but for a cyber emergency. Does everyone know what to do if you get hit? It's also really smart to engage with your sector's ISAC. That's an industry-specific information sharing and analysis center. These are essentially groups where companies in the same field share threat info and support each other. Really valuable.
Good point. And finally, keep your stakeholders in the loop. Brief your board, your executives, even non-technical staff about these risks. Make sure everyone understands this isn't just some theoretical cyber war on paper. This is, as we said, very real, live fire, hybrid warfare happening now.
And private companies, whether they like it or not, are finding themselves right in the middle of it, sometimes just as collateral damage.
It's a massive wake-up call, really, for everyone. Businesses that take this seriously now, that fortify their defenses, they'll be in a much, much better place when the next wave inevitably hits. So the question for you listening is, what steps can you take, starting today, to protect your own digital space?